If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
So we have wildfires raging again in California. It's wildfire season. We have a hurricane bearing down in Louisiana. And here we sit in Chicago going, well, thank God we've got another beautiful day. But it's not like our insurance premiums aren't related to the insurance premiums paid there, because they have extreme weather events all the time. But how close are you to taking a financial hit if you're hit with an extreme weather event? One in four U.S. homeowners say they're unprepared for potential costs associated with extreme weather events in their area. Our friends at Bankrate did the study. They've got the research. Shannon Martin is with us. Hey, Shannon, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
So one in four, 25% say they're unprepared, but this really does break down to region, I would think, because some areas just don't get hit as hard as others.
That's right. Our Bankrate Extreme Weather Survey was kind of like a pulse check with American homeowners. We took it right at the start of hurricane season, and we found that nationally, 26% of homeowners feel unprepared for potential costs associated with extreme weather. But if we go down by region, it really does make a big difference. For example, in the Midwest, only 19% say they feel unprepared compared to that 26%. So that's a big difference.
Yeah, because we're hardy and we believe we can tackle anything. We can get our chainsaw out and take care of that tree. But two out of five homeowners said they have not done anything within the last 5 years to protect their property against extreme weather damage. And I found that interesting because what I've noticed, just talking to friends and family members, that insurance companies are now taking notice and they're putting us on notice. Hey, if you have a tree that's in bad shape, it's got to come down. If you don't have railings on your porch, it's got to come down. It seems like they're using, I don't know, if it's drones or it's just, shots from space and satellites to determine what needs to be done, or you go to get your insurance renewed and they want to do an inspection and then they say, hey, that tree's got to come down. Is that a way for insurance companies to protect themselves from the claims that seem to be coming at them rapidly because of extreme weather?
It really is. And drone footage is something that's been happening over the past couple of years with some insurance companies, where they've been using drones to kind of survey new policyholders that sign up for new policies to make sure that they don't see bigger things, really, like in-ground pools or trampolines, things that have a high liability exposure. But if you make any change to your home, let's say you add on a sun porch or make changes to your roof, they can send an inspector out to your home to make sure that that work was done well, but also to look at the rest of your home to see if there's anything else that they can kind of have you do to reduce your chance of a risk. So sometimes basic household maintenance, like making sure the trees are in good order, making sure your roof is good, making sure there's nothing faulty with your wiring, things like that, that can help you as a homeowner reduce your chance of having to file a claim and then reduce the insurance company's level of risk.
And because there are so many stories like this, we hear so often that, oh, they're not going to, that's an act of God, that's a weather event, this is not covered. People seem to be actually changing insurance companies. I saw in your study that 29% of U.S. homeowners made a change to their insurance policy within the last 5 years just as a precautionary measure. Is that to include flood insurance, or is that changing insurance companies?
Well, in that category, we broke it down into several different groups. So we have a 39% of homeowners reviewed their home or auto insurance policy to make sure they have the right level of coverage. And so while that seems like such a small thing to do, it's actually incredibly important, especially for places like the Midwest, because traditionally the Midwest doesn't have as much historical extreme weather damage. But recently, over the past 5 years, there's actually been billion-dollar events related to severe storms and to winter storms. And some insurance companies, you know, in the South and over in California, have been changing how they're covering weather damage. Some policies are no longer including wildfire coverage and might be excluded. So it's very important for everyone to understand what their policy does cover. And then some people, 15% of American homeowners switched insurance carriers, around 9% invested in weatherproofing strategies to help mitigate their loss. So some Americans have been doing like a lot of work to try and keep their costs low and to make sure they're protected.
And what we saw here in the city and throughout Illinois and the Midwest is the storms over the summer toppling trees in your neighbor's tree toppling into your yard and, of course, doing damage to your fence or your house. And that's on you. That's not on your neighbor. You're responsible. It's your insurance company. And I feel like a lot of people try to tackle it themselves because they don't want to claim.
That's true. And homeowners insurance should be looked at as a backup plan and not the main plan. Now, in that scenario, you're right. If your neighbor's tree falls in your house, even if you've told your neighbor, look, you got to get rid of this tree, and they don't have, you know, the $3,000 for the tree removal, and their tree falls on your home, that's a lot of damage. And in that case, your insurance company really wouldn't deny it because you don't have the right to remove someone else's tree. So they're on the hook. You're kind of on the hook with that. But if it's small things, let's say your tree branch went through your window, instead of claiming that $2,000, putting a $2,000 claim, you might be able to pay for that out of pocket because the fewer claims you have, the lower your home insurance premium will be. So it's really supposed to be used really more of an emergency when you really can't afford to make those repairs yourself.
Right. And is there a price on that? I guess it's whatever you can afford, right? You know, some people might be say, oh, it's $2,000. I can take care of that out of pocket. Others might say, that's what I made in the past 2 weeks. I need to file the claim.
Exactly. Personal finance is just that. It's personal, and it's going to look different for everyone. So if you are someone who, the number one thing to do is to put aside as much money as you can in your emergency savings account. And as that account grows, you might be able to save money on your policy by maybe increasing your homeowner's deductible. Maybe you're at $1,000 and you bring up to $1,500 or $2,000 to kind of save money on your premium. But if you're someone who knows that that $2,000 deductible is unattainable for you in the event of a loss, it makes sense for you to keep it lower. You just want to do all the things that you can do to avoid filing a claim if you don't have to.
So your three tips are put money aside for a rainy day, beware of those coverage gaps, and use insurance as a backup plan, not the only plan. I think that's a new way to think. Most people thought the insurance company would be there to take care of everything, and that's just not the way it is anymore. Is that a fair assessment?
Right. That's a fair assessment. I think ideally it was never there to take care of every single thing that happens to your home. It's there to make sure you're able to maintain that financial investment. And a lot of things can be taken care of with basic household maintenance. Make sure your gutters are clean. That can extend the life of your roof. Make sure water flows away from your home. That'll mitigate small floods that can happen.
All the stuff we know we need to do, but you don't get around to it. Fall is a good time to update that list. Thank you so much for joining us, Shannon.
Thank you.